Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be, is a blessing, it's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you so much for being here. And that was Grateful. I love that song, Everything is a Gift. And today we are especially blessed to have with us Susan Mullen. And I'll bring Susan on in a second. I just noticed I didn't launch the chat room. I'm sorry, guys. It's launching right now as we speak. So you will be able to log on momentarily. I'm so excited about our call tonight. I just forgot all about it. So it is logging on. I will let you know as soon as it is loaded. It's loading, loading, loading. Oh, right. In the meantime, we have not, well, we've got some planetary things going on, but not crazy things like we have had last month going on. with all those planets retrograde and all kinds of crosses and crazy things happening. And the chat room is not loading for some reason. While letting that go on and see if that resolves itself, actually, I'm going to try to open it in a new window, but that means I lose my studio screen, so I can't see when people are calling. So I'll have to go back and forth between the two. So let's see which one of those opens. Okay, guys. I'm going to bring Susan in. She's on hold. She called in before the show started, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about Susan, if I can get it to work here. We already blew the lines out once, just so you know.
Yes.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Yeah. I can't believe, you know, the chat will not load on my normal screen.
Of course. We probably did that as well, our energy.
We probably did. For those of you who have not heard Susan on the show before, Susan's been on several times, and she is back by listener request because you guys love her, and so do I. We always blow the lines out, and in fact, I think was it the first show we got maybe 34 minutes out of it before the whole thing completely went down.
It did. Everything disintegrated.
Yeah, and it wasn't just our line, but it was even that the callers were calling in their line, couldn't even get to any of the callers because the lines just kept going dead. It was the most bizarre thing. So I just want to let the listeners know the chat room is loaded. I'm sorry for the delay. I just totally flaked it. I have to be honest. I have a lot of listeners that like to get into the chat room early, so my bad. But it is on a different screen, just so they know. So I'm going to have to go back and forth between the studio and the chat room. So if there's a delay in my responding, you know, no worries. So I'm just going to give some quick housekeeping so people know how to call in if they would like to call into the show today. And the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, 818-691-7313. And we love it when people call in. And our listeners love it when people call in as well, because they get to hear all different sorts of experiences, everything from reading to finding, helping to find lost pets and everything like that. And we already have a caller. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Before we get to the callers, I'd like to introduce everyone to Susan. Susan is a certified intuitive coach and intuitive living expert. She is clairsentient and enjoys speaking and blogging about living in harmony between mind, body, and spirit. You can visit Susan at her website, which is www.susantmullen.com, SusTmullen.com. And also her intuitive living page on Facebook, and that's Susan Mullen Intuitive Living. And we're going to talk about intuitive living tonight and what that means, and also how we can help as coaches in guiding you and how you can get the most out of your coaching or intuitive sessions with us or with anyone for that matter. It can be useful for everyone. So astrologically, you know, I'm looking for my notes, and I thought I put them on my desk, and I did not. I'm going to have to – oh, they're on the other desk. Oh, my goodness. I have to go across the room here. Okay. I'm a little nervous tonight knowing that we're also going to talk about Michael Chase's work on kindness. So Michael Chase is a personal friend of Susan's, and he is on the Hay House platform. So I'm a little nervous tonight because he may or may not be listening. Okay, so this week, again, astrologically, is all about investing time in awareness. and really looking within and coming into our own truth and who we really are. This can also be a time when the illumination is lighting things up that you might not want to see in your life or in your relationships, in your work environment, things like that. That being said, you can use this time, you know, when you're groping around in the dark, it's hard to figure out where you're going. So say, for example, you have been busy and you haven't cleaned the house in a week. And maybe there's dirty dishes in the sink and maybe there's clothes on the floor or whatever. So the lights are off. You can't see any of this. And maybe you trip over the pile of clothes or you cut your finger on the knife in the sink. Now you turn the lights on. Oh, wow, it's a mess in here. Look at this. Now, seeing the mess, you realize, well, I have a choice. I can do something about it and clean it up, or I can just turn the lights back off and grope around in the dark and maybe fall again on the pile of clothes or the shoes or whatever. And, you know, that's sort of like what the planet, so the universe, is calling us to do now on a deep soul level, is to turn the lights on, and the universe is actually turning the lights on for us and shining the lights on those parts that we often don't want to see. And it can be painful sometimes to face different things, like, for example, if a relationship you know is not working out and to have to face that. And there can be just parts of yourself that are illuminated now that you don't like, that you don't want to see those parts. You just want to turn the light off and say, oh, I'm such an angry person, or I've been such an angry person, and, you know, I don't want to see that, so I'm just going to ignore it. And then, of course, what happens when you ignore a problem, it gets worse and worse. And much of, you know, Michael Chase's work is built around the fact that he, as he says, he wasn't a very nice person, and he turned it around. So this is he's a great example, and that's why I'm speaking about him tonight, plus that he's a good friend of Susan's. He's a great example of part of what this show is about, to share with you guys people who I feel can be really beneficial to you, and also to show some light on the things that can help us have a better life. Would you like to add anything to that, dear Susan?
Oh, no, you said it so eloquently. But I absolutely agree. I think it's a great tie-in to everything that is going on right now. We are all feeling stuff, and we all feel like there's a spotlight on us, but it's good because it's raising our vibration. And everything Michael is doing, everything you're doing, everything I'm trying to do, you know, it's all evening and leveling out somewhere. But we're all sort of thirsty right now for all of this. So I think it's great how you put this show together.
Oh, well, thanks. You know,
yeah.
It's funny, when I'm putting the show together for the week, I put the show together before I look at the astrology. And the astrology, 99% of the time, matches with whatever topic I've chosen. It's really weird.
Yeah, you're funny like that, Cynthia. We know you.
It's a good funny, I guess, though, right?
No, very good, because of who you are, correct.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you. So we're going to talk about that tonight. But right now, we've already had a caller on hold for almost 7 minutes, and you guys know how I really don't like to keep people on hold for too long. So I'm going to take the caller, if you don't mind, Susan.
Of course.
And I think I know who this is. This is 847 area code, and the last four digits are 6943. I know who it is because she was so excited about the show. She sent a message to me on Facebook yesterday before the show started, except the show was today.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so she was a day ahead because she couldn't wait for the show to come on. So I'm not going to keep her waiting any longer because she's been waiting since yesterday to call in. All right, so let me just go to the caller here.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello, you're on the
Hi,
air.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hello, Sandy.
Hello, my dear. Thank you so much for having the show. I want to say hi to Susan and tell her I was there the night of the retro. And if you hear any talk in the background, it's my crazy parrot. She's been going, yay, yay. As soon as she hears the music for the show, she has her little speech going on, but she's been yelling yay. So if you hear any talking in the background, it's... Hello, she's saying. But at any rate, I know of Susan's work, especially the transitional work that she's done with people who have gone through weight loss and many of the things involved with that, and I am one of those people.
Oh, hi, Sandy. It's so great to say hello to you.
It's so wonderful to say hello to you. Thank you for coming to the show so that we can all learn from you. Many of us look forward to this every week. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit about my journey because it may help others out there. I used to weigh over 400 pounds. I was the biggest kid in school, even bigger than the boys. I went to Catholic school for most of my years, including into high school. So I've lived a very regimented life, and it was good in ways, and it was very stifling in others. But I've come to that point where I've lost a third of my weight, and I still have a long way to go, and I'm feeling kind of small, like you talk about. I feel small in that I know that I have a long way to go, and sometimes I feel stuck. I'm not the person that does the incredible amount of binging, et cetera, that I used to do in the past. I keep a pretty clean pantry and kitchen and cook clean. So I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm stuck, but I'm hoping that you can give me some insight and guide me.
Well, okay. I think you have called in on the right call. Sorry, Susan. Go right ahead, please. You're the expert on this field.
Oh, no, I was just wondering if that was directed to me. Well, Sandy, you know, it's very interesting, very, you know, I understand. I absolutely can feel and understand everything, you know, you're going through and how you grew up. And one thing that occurred to me, you know, in just hearing you talk and listening to you is sometimes a lot of our stuff, a lot of the things, are you a person who might feel too much? Do you take on a lot of others' energies, and do you feel like the weight
absolutely.
Of the world?
Absolutely. I'm the mother hen. I dressed all the children in my class in kindergarten. Yes, I'm very motherly. I have that instinct, and I really am tuned into people.
And you care. You care. You're tuned in. A lot of times what we do when you're empathic, and which I think you are, and because I know you a little bit from Facebook, and you know, you tune in to everything, but you care so much. Your heart is so open. Sometimes we have porous boundaries, and what that means is our energy field goes way out there. When most normal people, when somebody walks up behind them, you know, you can tell when that 3 feet of space is like, okay, I'm in line at Walmart, get away from me. But for you and I and maybe Cynthia and maybe a lot of people, there's an energy field that reaches further out, and we're tuning in to people and energy. We don't know it, but we're listening to arguments and two lanes away from us. We're feeling for the little baby who wants her bottle. We know we're just tuning in, and we're picking it up, and we go home, and it's hitchhiked energy, and it accumulates on us. And if we don't know how to tie up those boundaries, how to what they mean, and realize this isn't mine. It doesn't belong to me. And how to shrug it off and get into your own home and protect yourself. So a lot of times we don't, before we know it, we're like, where's my ice cream in my favorite show? Because I didn't know that I'm dealing with a lot of other people's stuff right now. And a lot of times, you know, when we're age 1 through 6, we're in download mode. Like, we're just being programmed by our family. It's not bad. It's good. You know, we're being raised. But we're a beautiful soul that comes into this beautiful body, and we're suddenly humanized. And it's whoever we were born to. Okay, so you mentioned the word Catholic. You mentioned, you know, you might have felt small or stuck. And that was stuff other people chose for you, but it's okay. And it's probably all great, but to know that you need to know where you end and others begin. And sometimes a lot of the stuff is ancestral or passed down, and it's not really us or who we, you know, chose to come into this life to be. So there's a lot, you know, I work with people in those senses in a lot of ways. So, yes, you resonate with me, Sandy.
Oh, thank you so much. And I was, Susan, I am so appreciative for your guidance on this. And I, too, have been through what you have, but I don't know when to stop. That is truly, and just really just focus on me.
And, you know, Sandy, right now, if I could give you one thing to walk away with, I would just ask you, you know, check in with your body. I don't know, you know, I just don't know why I feel like saying this, but your body and you are completely separate. You live there. And your body's job is to house you. It has to be run on clean energy. It just like your car. It just requires certain things, but that's all. And it doesn't, you know, a lot of times when we are humanized, we think, you know, we expect we are our body. Like, no, you know, I may be carrying weight, but I'm not the weight. That's not me. I just live inside this thing. This is my jumpsuit. And I know its job is just to keep my heart beating, to keep me going. My lungs need to work, my kidneys. It's trying its best to keep you on earth. It's just trying to live. So you can live here and be what you came here to do. So when you look at it that way as this most beautiful, amazing thing, you might find you'll treat it differently, or you might go, what do you want for dinner? And see if there's an answer. See if it's different than what you might have chosen. That's all I'm asking you to do. That's a tiny bit of awareness.
Oh, that's pretty strong. I'm feeling that one. I always do what everyone else wants, you know.
I'm
always looking out for everyone else. Because, wow, that makes sense, right?
And you know what? You can socialize around, and it doesn't have to center around, you know, the food we all socialize with, but you can go, my body decided, okay, my body's here too. I'm here with everybody who loves this dish. I love this dish. Just eat a nice, big, health, feed your body before you go into any socialization. And your body won't want it. You know, your body's going to go, oh, I'd love to taste that because I love the taste of this with these people. That's what I love. But I don't need my meal. I need something else to run for you, but I would love to taste this with them, and that's okay. That's perfect. That's beautiful.
That's really good sound advice for me. Thank you for that.
Good. Well, you're welcome.
But it was wonderful to talk to you. Thank you, Cynthia, and I'll sit here and just bask in this wonderful conversation and let you speak with other callers and go on with the show.
Oh, Sandy, you're so sweet. I love you so much.
I love you too, Sin. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. You know, Susan, that is great advice about when you're going to socialize, especially because how many times do we get to some social event, whether it's a family party or, you know, cocktail party or whatever, and we just stuff our faces with food because emotions in the room.
Well, you do, and a lot of times we go, it's just being prepared. It's just saying, hey, I got to fill up my car to get there, right? So I know to put gas in, and I'm not going to put sugar in there because it won't run. It'll ruin my car. So when we are going to these things, and it, believe me, tradition, food, family is huge. It's very important. It's love, and it's important to do and participate in. But remember that you're showing up with that, and your body is showing up saying, I'm just hanging around, and, well, if you want my dinner to be that, that's one thing. But, you know, and just to say, hey, it's just like a five-year-old child. I'm going to give you your healthy food, but you can have a little dessert later or whatever. But you can have a taste of anything. You can go, isn't that great? Don't you love this? But it doesn't have to be the entire meal or what you're doing while you're socializing. So that's sort of just that difference. It's like, yeah.
Right. Which, that's also a very good point about, you know, you can have things at, when you're socializing, or even if you want a little bit of ice cream when you're watching TV. The thing, mm-hmm. and the point that I really like that you make is to have it and enjoy it, but be conscious, and this is what I'm getting from what you're saying, is to be conscious of enjoying it and eating it.
Yes. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Because I'll tell you, before a lot of us know, I mean, me too. I mean, I believe me, I've been there. You know, we're all of a sudden we're in this movie. We're trying to numb out from the fight with somebody, or we just got home from work and we know we're putting our bathrobe on and going for that Häagen-Dazs. But suddenly half of it's gone, and we're like, whoa, because we're unconscious. So you're absolutely right. Enjoy everything you eat, because that's what it's about. That's what it's about. You can have a little bit, and that's fine.
That's fine.
Right. And, you know, one thing when you were saying about you, next thing you know, you're in your bathrobe and you've eaten half the container of Häagen-Dazs, that reminded me, and I've actually been saying this to myself recently and sharing this with other people, having gone through the Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much program several times, because I went through the first program and started as a guinea pig. And for those of you who haven't heard Susan on the show before, you know, for those of you who have, know that I actually was under Susan's guidance. She was my coach last summer with the program. And the program is fabulous, and Susan is a fabulous coach, and I just got so much out of it. And one thing is, okay, so you've got the container of ice cream. Now, instead of just eating half of the container, you know, not even paying attention to how much you're putting in your mouth, put it on a plate, put it in a bowl, put it in a cup, so you know exactly what you're eating.
Right. That's it. And that's being aware, and that's planning, and that's, you know, it's like going to the amusement park. It's like it's whatever you do, enjoy it. Choose it. Number one, choose it.
Right.
And be thankful for it and enjoy it. And that's it. And then be done with it. And
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. And I think that it really kind of ties into our whole topic tonight, or our several topics about awareness of what's going on in your life and with yourself, with your physical body. And now things are really, you know, there's a spotlight on the dark things about us. And when I say dark things, I don't mean, you know, things that are like you're a monster or anything, but just the things that we struggle with every day. And we have another caller on the line who's been patiently on hold for 13 minutes. So I'm going to take this caller, because we're already halfway through the show, if you can believe that. And this caller is calling from area code 207, and the last four digits are 9369, and they'll be there. We are. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Michael Chase from Maine.
Oh my God, Michael Chase!
Yay!
This has been awesome. I've been having so much fun listening to you guys. And okay, first of all, a couple things that are sticking out here. You know, Cynthia, it's great to meet you, and she's such an amazing multitasker. I think she's talking, doing the show, and then I get a friend request on Facebook at the same time. So, I mean, that's amazing. Yeah.
I am a multitasker. Yeah.
And I also want to let you know that those words that you said in the beginning, I had to put them on my website as a testimonial. I hope it's okay. Michael Chase at one time was not a very nice guy, as Cynthia Fontaine. That is going to bring me so much
work. Well, yeah.
I'm teasing.
Oh, that's great.
I took it right out.
And what's the deal with you
right
being nervous? I heard you say you'd be nervous with me listening. That don't ever give your power away. That's one thing I've learned. You know, I mean, I've been so incredibly blessed. As you mentioned, you know, I've traveled with Hay House since 2011. You know, sharing a lot of time with Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer and all these amazing, you know, just beautiful people. But, you know, one thing that I've learned, I have a great life coach. He said you never give your power away. Make no one your guru, because you have to put yourself first. And that's not an ego thing. That's coming from self-love. And I truly believe that that is the cure to every one of our personal problems, whether it's weight or, you know, or just finding that sense of inner peace or in our relationships. When we love ourselves unconditionally, and again, we, you know, like Susan so beautifully stated, that we're not our bodies, and we got to remember what we are loving. We are loving that gorgeous spirit soul, that God essence that is inside of every one of us. When you connect to that, then life just works beautifully.
Right. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. And I totally agree with that. And, of course, you know, part of being nervous is because I'm just so excited.
I'm excited, too. It's always an honor to be a part of these things. And I'm just grateful. I'm so, so grateful just for the fact that you've even breathed my name tonight. It's such an honor. So thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the honor is mine as well. I feel like it's a mutual honor. It goes both ways, and I really do mean that. And I really have to thank Susan for sharing your work with me. And that's how – otherwise, you know, I may not have come across your work, although, I do – engage and listen to a lot of Hay House authors and speakers, and I spoke with dozens of them on the phone. I've been blessed, to be able to do that, and I'm grateful for that as well. So I was kind of surprised that I hadn't seen your name before, and Susan had posted something about you, and I just happened to see it, and I went on your website right away, and I've already done your online course, which was fabulous, by the way.
Oh,
and
thank you so much.
Yes, it is.
You're welcome, yeah. And your work resonates so much with me because, much like you, my growing up was a difficult one. And actually, even into my adult years, where just crazy things happened in my life. And, you know, those of people who have listened to my show know that crazy things, like I was held at gunpoint as a hostage, and I've been, you know, I was raped twice and all kinds of nutty things. And that was when I was, you know, a young adult, but still an adult. And that doesn't even touch the childhood things. And we all have a choice about where we go with what has happened in our lives to make us who we are and what point we're at in our lives now. Which I, you know, really appreciate about your work, especially how you share some about your childhood and that it wasn't an easy one, and that you decided to take this journey with the Kindness Center and sharing your work from being a photographer to now being on the Hay House platform helping thousands of people around the world. It's really remarkable, and that's kind of my idea. What I'm all about is to touch people's lives with my stories and things that have happened in a way that I've been able to turn them into something positive.
And that is such a beautiful perspective. And I think if we all fully understood that with our heart, you know, that we are here to teach, to share, to inspire, to really just to love one another. And the ultimate way that we can do that is by sharing it all, the good, the bad, and even the very ugly, because it's the ugly stuff that, you know, that's what causes the most profound spiritual growth in each and every one of us. I mean, the rainbows and, you know, the sunshine stuff is wonderful, but how much do we typically grow from the perfect, easygoing moments? Not a whole lot, for most people. It's all the stuff that we've got to go through. And, what you go through, you grow through. You take those experiences and, like, all of the things that you have been through, and just a glimpse that you've given me, which is just unimaginable for most people, but yet here you are. You made the choice. You said, okay, I can either be responsible for my life, take on my spiritual responsibility, which is to make a greater difference in the world, or I can be a victim. And sadly, you know, so many people, they take the victim mentality, and they go through their life with what I often refer to as amnesia of the heart, because their heart has been stomped on, you know, broken, disappointed. They've been let down so many times that the heart begins to forget who it is, what it is, whatever you want to refer to, but it's that spiritual center that is the truth of who we are. And it's so inspiring to meet people like you and Susan, who just totally gets this, that we're here to serve with whatever we've been through. So it's beautiful work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And, and Susan is remarkable in the work that she does as well. And I'm so grateful to have you both on the show tonight. But, Michael, are there any sort of tips that you can give people who might be listening, as to how maybe to uncover those things in the heart and to take these painful things that have happened to them and, maybe some first steps that could be help people that are listening?
Well, I think, taking your own power back, because when we become a victim in life, so often we're giving our power over to others, like that person that hurt us, that let us down, that did the abusive thing, that when we stay in a mode of resentment, which I personally have found that resentment is like the ultimate enemy of the heart. So the key to freedom in life is that, we're going to have to forgive. And not just once, but so often we're going to have to forgive again and again and again. So forgiveness is, it's such a huge thing. It's not even one show. It would be like, we'd have to do this for a year to really get to the core of it. And I'm sure that based on just what you've been through, that's work that I'm sure you've had to do as well. But we have to remember that forgiveness never condones behavior. It never says it's okay. Never says to the person that hurt you that, oh, no big deal, because that's just a permission slip for them to perhaps, do it again to you or to somebody else. But having a willingness to walk the path of forgiveness is an incredibly freeing process. And this is something, like I said, you're going to have to do over and over again. And another practice that I have found that's a daily practice for me is that I try to look at everything and ask the simple question, does this open my heart or does it close it? Meaning the people in your life. We all have, very loving, kind, easy to be with people, and they typically keep our hearts open. Then we do have those individuals that have a tendency to drain our energy. We can call them energy vampires, if you will, as they've been referred to. And so they tend to close our heart. Now, when our heart is open, then we are projecting love and kindness and compassion, understanding, all of the qualities that we truly came into this world with. But when we are closing our heart, we're experiencing more fear, more anxiety, all of the lower energies that are not serving us, they're not serving others, and they're not serving, the big picture when it comes to healing this planet. So as we look at the foods we eat, And so often when we think of food, we think of our stomach. But think of it in the sense of your heart, too. Is this opening my heart or is it closing it? Is it going to make me feel good? Because feelings are what create. That's the ultimate thing that manifests in our life is those vibrations that we put out into the universe. What we're feeling will attract back, you know, into our experience. So the people, the foods, the television, the stuff that we're watching online, is it opening my heart or is it closing it? And if it's opening your heart, then life is just going to become so much more beautiful and peaceful and give you that sense of purpose and spiritual connection that we're all longing for.
Yeah, that's a fabulous, fabulous point, Michael. And part of the work that I did with Susan when you mentioned about TV, and ask yourself when you're watching something on TV, is this opening my heart or is this closing my heart? When you're watching the news, is that opening your heart or is it closing your heart? I haven't watched TV really in over 12 years. I didn't even have a TV for ages. And one time my son complained because he couldn't watch the Macy's Day Parade, and I went and bought a TV. And the funny thing is, he ended up going to play polo for the parade, and we didn't even watch it. So the
That's
TV
so
just
funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. So the TV collects dust. Although I have to say, one of my friends got me into watching Grey's Anatomy because she wanted somebody to talk with it about. But I find it interesting, especially the medical aspect of it, because I feel it helps me in my intuitive work because, you know, the more we know, the more we can help other people. And, of course, you know, much on that is Hollywood. But still, there are a lot of things I may take from that and then look up. But now, Michael, can you tell us a little bit about the Kindness Center? I don't know how much time you have.
Well, first of all, it's about your time and the other people that may want to call in. I want to honor that this is your show, and Susan is here, and I don't want to take up too much of your time.
But we'll talk about your current, you know, gift and request. That was one thing I really wanted to bring up, Michael. So bring that up, and you know, you have such a great offer right now. I think everyone probably should know about that.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, this has been a really interesting time for me. My wife and I started something called the Kindness Center back in 2007. I had a spiritual awakening, if you will, that kindness was the secret to just true, authentic happiness, that when you're kind to yourself, when you're kind to others, and you're kind to this planet, not only is it a beautiful spiritual practice for you, but it also transforms the lives of everyone around you. So after having that awakening, I gave up a very lucrative career in photography with my wife, who was an award-winning photographer as well. We closed the business, and just without knowing anything about the world of writing and speaking, or we just jumped in and said, okay, we're going to go share the message of kindness with the world. And as you can imagine, that, you know, created some challenges because we weren't in a financial position where we could just say, okay, you know, we've got millions of dollars in the bank. We'll just go teach kindness, you know. It wasn't that case at all. And so we had to simplify our life in big ways, letting go of our everything from our home to our health insurance to life savings, everything, and just began to disappear very, very quickly. Yet we pressed on. We kept pushing. A couple years later, Hay House came into my life. I was able to get a couple of books published and go on tour with them, which I've done for the last 3 years. But the challenge has been that we have yet to really connect with the financial abundance that's necessary for so many. I'm sure you have many light workers out there that are listening to the show, and they understand that it's sometimes it happens very fast, sometimes it takes more time to have that, you know, the financial resources to share our passion and our mission with the world. So we, you know, Kara and I, my wife and I, we you know, have had some highs and some lows. And the struggles this winter, I mean, just this, you guys have got to tell me more about this Mercury retrograde and whatever the hell that stuff is going on out there, because it just
we can.
It kicked our
yeah, we can.
it kicked our butts, you know, and
and
so it's been a really a challenging time. And so we've been having to make a decision. It's like, okay, we either have to, we'll continue the mission, but we need help from all the amazing people that are always writing, saying, how can I be a part of this? What can I do to help you, with this mission of kindness? Or we had to, make the decision of perhaps cutting back and not doing as much of this work, or, just lots of decisions to make. So I went very deep and decided to keep my heart open, be very vulnerable and honest. And so I put a letter out to all the beautiful people in my life the beginning of the week, saying, we'd really love to keep the mission of the Kindness Center going, which is to, inspire kindness as a way of life in schools and businesses and everything that we do, but we need your help. And so I made an offer. It's on my Facebook page right now, which is the Kindness Center on Facebook. And basically, for anybody that makes a $25 or more donation, they get my new online course for free, which normally was selling for $197. And it has me doing a live presentation at a Hay House talk, and then plus, there's 5 hours of content. So anyway, we're just so grateful and so blessed by the wonderful people, such as like Susan and yourself, who've taken the course and been helping us to keep this mission going. And we feel that it's something important, and we're going to do our best to keep the message out in the world.
Well, I hope that, our listeners will check out your offering on Facebook. And we get a lot of listeners who often can't catch the show live, but I have hundreds of listeners every week who will catch the replay. So hopefully everybody will check it out and really take advantage of this. And, I'm not one to tell people, go buy this, buy it now. You get free shipping if you do it today.
Right.
As soon as I saw Michael's work, I immediately yesterday dove into the course, and it's really, really amazing. And there are many parallels, Michael, in your life with your sister and your father. I lost my brother last year with the same circumstances. Yeah, thank you. And it's difficult. It's really difficult. So I really resonated with your work even before I knew those things, because I think your mission is a phenomenal one. And it's often people, when you're in the holistic field, I find that they think in many cases that we should give things away for free because, as an intuitive, because it's a gift. And, back in the days when people would bring you food and bring you things to share your gift, then that was okay then. But now, we have to eat, basically. So I'm glad that you brought that up, and I really do hope the listeners take advantage of that phenomenal offer, because it is incredible, and also because I'd like to see your work continue. And Michael
Thank
is
you so
actually...
much.
Yeah, and you're welcome. You're very welcome. Michael is actually going to be at an event next weekend in Maine for anyone who's in the area or who wants to travel there and see Michael live. And that is at, Transform 2014, and that is in Westbrook, Maine. And you can find all that information on Michael's website, and that is michaeljchase.com. And he's doing some free lectures. Is that correct, Michael?
I'm sorry, I lost you for a second there. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Oh, when Susan and I get on live together, it's really
weird things happen with the phone, I've heard.
Yeah. It's really a miracle that we've lasted this long.
It is.
I was just sharing the Transform 2014 that you have coming up next weekend, March 21st, 22nd, 23rd. in Westbrook, Maine. Sorry, I just got
yes.
a little...
Thank you. Yeah, that's happening next, not tomorrow, but next Friday. And then also Susan and I are going to be doing an event in May, which maybe she can tell you a little bit more about that when I let you guys go and let some other people on here. I've taken up way too much of your time. let some other beautiful
thank
people.
You.
So,
thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, both. I love you both for the time and all the wonderful energy that you're putting out into the world. So so God bless you both and hope to talk again soon.
Thank you.
Bye,
thank
Michael.
You,
love you. Thank you.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Love you too, Michael. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How incredible was that, you guys?
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about a surprise.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. That was
I don't
really
know how strange. He knew, but he did.
Well, you know, word travels fast, especially because we're rather close together in proximity, you know, considering
yeah.
things.
So,
that was great. So now, what is the event that you and Michael are doing together coming up? Because now this one I was not aware of.
No, this happened today. You know, this got finalized today, May 4th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're just doing a very casual conversation type thing. It's not even out there yet, so we're just really finalizing what it is. But it is something that's going to be very cool. And it's going to be in Maine. And yes, it's like TBD, you know. It'll be out there soon. But basically, it's what we talked about tonight. We're just like, everybody's sort of just finding their light, finding what's really going on and what's important, and just
right.
realizing, you know, exactly. It's like everything that happened tonight, you know, it's just sit back. Whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. Whoever calls in is supposed to call in, and we're supposed to say it or, you know, hear it. So, you know, that's sort of what this is about. Like on May 4th, it's just a very casual conversation, you know, just talking about, you know, our wisdom, insights, everything we know. Because Michael and I have a history. Like, we've been friends for a long time, but
mm-hmm.
we should have met eons ago, but we never did. We weren't supposed to until
right.
a few years ago, you know, so that type of thing. And everything happens at the right time. So,
right.
yeah.
Right. Well, you know, we're different people at different times in our lives, and I often feel that if we had met, perhaps if you and Michael had met, you know, eons ago, you are different
mm-hmm.
people then, and maybe you wouldn't have the opportunity to have the kind of relationship that you're having now.
Exactly. You know, that's it. We wouldn't have, well, first of all, it's appreciation. Like, we would have then gone, huh? I can see it right now, huh? Okay.
right.
He's probably laughing. But it's like, I have a lot of friends like that, too. I mean, even you, Cynthia, it's like, you know, you and I met in different circumstances, but for different reasons, but...
Right.
I mean, nobody would have liked me at 22. It's just true. And, you know, so we're born to bring others to their greatest at a certain time. But if and when, you know, it dies out or transmutes, that's okay. Because it's not personal. It's just the way it's set up to be. And just to... you know, have an appreciation for what's happening right now is all that we're required to do. You know, the past doesn't exist. It's just experience to draw upon. The future certainly doesn't exist. It's not even here yet. It's just wasting our time and drawing us away from right now. So all we have is what's in front of us. What are we going to do with it? And that's the beauty of life. It's just this, you know, treadmill. And anyway, I'm off track, so.
No, you know, I don't believe there's any off track. I think we go where
okay.
the show needs to go. And people in the chat room
yeah.
are saying, everybody in the chat room saying, we need a two-hour show today.
I was thinking we do, and we need I do, and I agree with them.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I can extend to 2 hours if I plan ahead to do so. I may do that one day.
I know, Cynthia, you should.
Well, I always run out of time every single week.
Yeah, well, there's, because you're so fun and knowledgeable, and there's so much to talk about, and
oh.
I'll just have to come back.
Well, you know, I would love that, and I know the listeners would love that, because when I put out there, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, 2 months ago maybe, who do you guys want to have on the show? And you were the number one choice. They love you, and so do I.
Well, I do too. I love you, as you know, but I love them, and I love, you know, being here. And, you know, so, I mean, I just can't thank you enough. And even if I'm just calling in and listening, I get something every week, every time. So it's just such a privilege and an honor, you know, to know you and to be here. So I have to, you know, I haven't even said that yet. I thank you so much, and I thank your listeners. I mean,
oh.
I thank Michael for calling in and just taking the time to spread some light, and just, that's what it's all about. It's just whatever is in you that you're dying to say, that you just know, that you know about, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Just do it.
Right,
and if you don't
right.
know how, just private message me. I'll tell you how.
There you go.
You know, it's like, it's not simple. It's like, I'll give you that courage, you know. So.
Yeah. And sometimes we all need that courage. You know, I appreciate Michael making a little fun of me saying about being nervous, but I also appreciate the point where he made about not giving your power away. And sometimes we just need a little bit of courage, and often we have to go outside of ourselves to find that. You know, for my own self, if I didn't have people along the way who give me the courage and to continue on, and really faith is a big thing as well. You know, I have a very
right.
strong faith. I don't follow any particular religion. I believe all religions have value, but I am very spiritual, and I do have a really strong faith, and I think that helps as well. Courage. We can all use some courage and some help in that department at times. And
absolutely.
Before we do run out of time, because we have only 2 minutes left, if anyone out there is looking for courage, you know, please feel free to reach out. You can reach out to Susan at susantmullen.com. My website is cynthiafontaine.com, michaeljchase.com, and we're all on Facebook. You can, you know, like our pages. I'm on Twitter. Are you on Twitter, Susan?
No, I'm not right now, but
okay.
I may be.
That's all right. You will. Yeah, you will be. But,
I know.
You know, if you find us in one place, and then you can see where we are, what we sort of things we are into, and then you can find us, you know. That's probably the easiest way. Go to our website, and then I'm sure everybody has links to what social media they are on right from their website. And so, Susan, can you just give our listeners like one quick piece about how to get the courage to take some step forward that they're looking at? We only have a minute and 30 seconds left.
Okay. Yes. First, I would say decide. Make a decision, because a lot of times we have so many opportunities on the table. We haven't decided yet. So make a decision to make a change. That's number one. Number two is make space. It will not appear in your calendar. It's like joining a gym. It's not going to happen. We all know that. So make space for the commitment and the investment and what you're willing to do. That's number two. You know, and number three is, you know, like, are you open? Are you coachable? Are you teachable? Are you reachable?
Mm.
You know, open up. Because if you're not yet, if you're still this little bloom and you're a little flower, don't invest right now until you are. But you can be, believe me. The answer is yes, you just don't know it. But you are, because you're curious. Curiosity is the seed. So once you have that, you're really ready to bloom, but you might need the thinking of someone else. You know, if your best thinking got you where you are now, you need the thinking of someone else. So that's what a coach is. That's when you know you're thirsty. It's like, give me some water. I'm a little flower. I need to grow.
Mm.
So
that's fantastic, Susan. That's fabulous. You've done it. We have 10 seconds left. Oh, my God.
Yay.
You guys, check out our website and connect with us there. We're going to run out of time. I love you all. Thank you for tuning
in. All right. Love you, Cynthia. Love you all.
Love you, too, Susan.
Okay.
And,
talk again.
We're off the air. We're good.
That is awesome.
All right, you know what? Let me hang up from the call and are you? I'll call you on Skype for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing. And I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, or if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Everything I hope and everything I dream.